Unit 17.
Well, I suppose that I watch some television most days. My television watching tends to happen late at night for sort of domestic reasons and work reasons. So it's restricted by that. I watch a lot of news programs. I nearly always watch the news or current affairs programs. I'm quite a sports fan as well, so if there's any sport on, I tend to watch it, cricket or football or something like that, if I've got nothing better to do. I have a daughter who's six, and she watches children's television quite often when she comes back from school. The children's television lasts about an hour and a half. Sometimes she'll sit through right from beginning to end, and other times you get bored and switch it off and go away and do something else. So in our house, the television tends to be on in the late afternoon and late at night. But I'm amazed at figures that I came across recently. For example, that some people may watch as much as 28 hours in a week. That was in winter, I think, you know, when the weather's bad and people are inside anyway. I don't know whether that means the time that the television is on or whether people actually watch it for that amount of time, because I think in some homes the television goes on as a kind of background and people don't actually watch it in any kind of concentrated way. I suppose one of the things that worries me as a parent is the effect that television has on children. I don't take the same view as a lot of friends of mine who think that TV is some kind of danger to them. I think people are very inconsistent here. People never said that radio was a great danger to children, and I don't see any real difference between radio and television in that sense. I think television can be a great benefit to children. I think there are a lot of good programs that give them good educational information presented in a way which is very attractive to them. For example, there's a very good nature program which is presented in a very exciting way on television, and is very good viewing and very educational as well. And I also think television is good for introducing children to good literature. There are often children's stories, good children's stories are dramatized for television, and this can often attract children to go and read the book, and I think that's a good thing. The most dangerous thing, I think, for children on television is the commercialism, and I get really angry about television programs that are produced, which are really produced not because they're interesting television programs, but because they're part of a big marketing exercise, so that at the same time the shops will be flooded with rubbers and pencils and bags and pencil cases and things like this, and there's a tremendous pressure on children to go out and buy those things, and I think that is a very dangerous thing indeed. The other dangerous thing I think for children is if the television is on indiscriminately, then they do, if parents are not careful, they do get to see programs which are not suitable for them, and I think that is a big danger, but that's up to the parents to make sure that that doesn't happen, I think. It's very, very difficult to say what would be a reasonable amount of time to watch television. I think the important thing is not how much you watch, but how selective you are. That you say, this is an interesting program and worth watching, and I'll watch it. And if there are a lot of good programs in one week, you might spend quite a bit of time watching television. Another week, when the programs are not so good, far less. So it's very difficult to say what is a reasonable amount of time.